The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Hi, I'm Randy Robinson. We wanted to bring you this encore showing of this program recorded with my dad before he passed. We hope that it will bless you, and we know that his heart would be to bless you. So enjoy this program today.
But it was a very dysfunctional family. He was an alcoholic, heavy smoker, and we were a welfare family. Very poor. He was just a blue-collar laborer. And then in the middle of all that kind of mess, he got cancer. And ultimately, he died when I was 12 years old.
The turmoil that Bill High faced before and after his father's death led him to help others build a legacy of faith and family. Next.
Well, welcome to life today. I'm excited about today. Of course, you say, James, you say that all the time. Well, I'm excited about all our guests, and I'm excited about talking to you. James Robinson, Betty, she just said our next anniversary, we'll be married 63 years.
That's right.
You don't even look nearly, look but about 33.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Hey, thank you for being with us. I've got a guest today that I think is, well, the first time I saw him, I just said, the glow of God is on you. The anointing of God is on you. And, you know, he looked back as though, you know, I feel like there's a connection here. And I definitely feel like there is. Bill High, who really has an incredible ministry to people about how to leave a legacy of life. And he had some challenges in his life. Lost his dad when he was young. I want you to welcome Bill High. Bill, I really do thank God for you. I feel like we've really been connected by God somehow. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. We've got similar stories.
We really do. Tell us what happened in your childhood that was a pretty big blow.
Well, you know, I grew up very poor. My dad was the oldest of eight, lived in a three-room log cabin in the hills of the Missouri Ozarks.
Wow.
So if you do the math, that's a lot of kids for a three-room log cabin, still standing. But like a lot of people in that day, his big job was, how do I get out of that kind of lifestyle? So he joined the service, went overseas to Japan, met my mom there post-Korean War, and brought her back and had six kids.
Oh,
but it was a very dysfunctional family. He was an alcoholic, heavy smoker, and we were a welfare family. Very poor. He was just a blue-collar laborer. And then in the middle of all that kind of mess, he got cancer. He was a heavy smoker, so he had emphysema and lung cancer, and ultimately he died when I was 12 years old. So left my mom with six kids to raise. She'd never worked outside the home and couldn't hardly speak English, didn't even have a driver's license. So here she was with six kids to raise, and I was fifth out of six. So that was the beginning of our family life. But it's actually really, as you appreciate, James, that's the beginning oftentimes of your ministry.
So what do you call the ministry now?
So the ministry is called Legacy Stone. So if you take that whole idea is that God gives us stones of remembrance, and that's all throughout Scripture. You'd build an altar every time something significant would happen. And that's this idea of legacy. And so we really want to teach families this idea of how do you set in motion a powerful legacy, just like you two have done. It's that idea that someday in heaven, you're going to gather around with your family, your friends, and it's going to be a great celebration. And that's what we want to do for families.
We're going to meet a lot of people who could wave and say, we're here because of you coming and telling us about Jesus. And I just, I know I can look over a host of people who came to Christ because God changed this fatherless boy. My mother was raped when she was 40. Didn't have a father. Most of you know that. I don't need to repeat it. You and I have been captured by the thought of leaving legacy impact behind. So tell us how you help people understand the importance of legacy life and creating a legacy?
Well, the first thing that we do is we talk about this legacy idea and say, again, it is, what are you putting in place that's going to last for eternity? But as our ministry, we have small group curriculum that any family can complete. They can go through it as a church. They can go through it with their own family. But the key for a family to be able to last a long time, our God's a generational God. He thinks and He plans in terms of generations. God told Abraham what? That his family would go down into Egypt and be there for 400 years. I mean, how many times does God speak to us about hundreds of years for our family? But that's how God wants us to think and plan. But the key for families to have that kind of generational impact, the scriptures are very clear that you've got to have a clear vision, mission, and values defined for your family.
Well, one of the families you helped gain legacy was the Hobby Lobby family, David Green, because you impacted his personal family. And then the two of you began to grow together, and you inspired him. Would you say that Hobby Lobby and the family has left an amazing legacy?
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And just, again, like you all, they have a very ordinary story at the beginning because his mom and dad were preachers, pastors of very small churches. Nobody would have ever had them on a TV show. They never wrote any books. They never filled any arenas. A very humble ministry. And yet, they gave birth to six kids, one of those being their son, David, who went on to found Hobby Lobby. Now more than 1,000 stores, 50,000 employees, $8 billion in sales. But when I came to the family, they were already doing great things. They were very generous. But they said, look, we've got kids who are entering, grandkids who are entering the business, and we need to do better, because we want to make sure that our family stays together. And so one of the things that I told them, I said, you guys have good legal plans, but you don't have much of a legacy plan. And so you guys need to actually define, write down on paper, your vision for the family. So their vision is going on the adventure of impacting the world for Christ.
Define legacy from your point of view and the way you hope people will understand it.
So we tell people that legacy is really this idea of what are you putting in motion. It is less about what you leave behind, and it's what you're putting in motion. And that definition, when you say what are we putting in motion, is what are the values that we want our family to grab a hold of and then teach from generation to generation. It's the principle of what you guys have tried to do with your kids. Deuteronomy 6, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to talk about these things that are in your heart, and then talk about them when you get up, when you lay down, when you're walking by the way, which is pretty much all the time. So our dream and our hope is that every family that is in the church across the world, if they would simply define that, if all they did was define their values, the Green family values, it's God, people, and others. Our family values, God's word, generosity, adventure, story, restoration. Those are guiding values that we can sit down now with our grandchildren and talk about those values as a family.
Well, I think it's beautiful because I hear of your testimony, and I know James's testimony and where you came from, and most unlikely. But God says all things are possible. And I think the legacy you're talking about is more, it's not, everyone can have it and obtain it. It's not about the finances. It's about life and where your importance is in life as far as your relationship with God, how you teach your children, how you help them to learn the foundations of God's principles. Isn't that more what you're talking about?
That's it. I mean, one of the things that we know about Jewish culture is that from 0 to 5, from birth to 5 years of age, they did two things. They taught the Shema, Hear, O Israel. So look up, children. And then the second thing they did is they taught stories. The stories of the Bible. Because if you get that kind of foundation, then you can then teach your children and carry it on from generation to generation. Psalm 78, verses 5 through 7, talks about that idea. It says that God gives us a testimony, which we all have. He gives us law, or which is a way of life. But then what does He say? That our fathers should teach their children who would teach their children, the children yet unborn, and even the children beyond that, five generations, so that they would put their trust in God. That's
Psalm 78. You could start this early in your family relationship. It's not just for the older people that start thinking about what they're leaving behind and what they've left and taught their families and everything, but it can start early, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, our hope. The best families are actually those ones that we get even before they have kids.
Yeah.
So what we say encourage families to do is write this down, put it on the door frames of your home, literally, Betty. And then when you sit down at night, say, here's the five family values. And so that's what we do with our grandkids.
You know, you brought some of the blueprints and so forth that you offer. Just, for instance, that first one has a reference about the family conflict. There seems to be a lot of that. There's a lot of conflict in the nation, but it starts with the family. So tell us what it is you're offering, because you can go online. If people want to contact you, want to learn from you, want to get material from you, where would they go online to get it?
Yeah, they just go to our website, legacystone.com. That's the website, legacystone.com. But these are small group materials. Some of this is available, too, as an on-demand curriculum. This is the base curriculum here, the seven-generation family. But they can go through this. It's a seven-week small group study. Now, some people go through it faster. But again, this is our hope, is that every family would go through this. This particular study goes through, and it really sets up the worldview for a family, which is that God intends for your family to make an impact for generations. But then, of course, it also goes through family vision, mission, values. So families will walk out of this study with a clear vision, mission, and value statement. And that's what they can put on the wall of their home.
Well, I want you to get the material, but to leave a legacy, too, you show people that we can leave out of all of the wealth that God has entrusted to us that we have earned or grown during our lifetime, whether it was one grown with a lot of wisdom or a lot of amazing supernatural blessing or just unexpected blessing, the money is there. Right now, the seniors of the United States of America, let's say, people 50 and over, maybe 60 or 70 and over, and certainly those even in the 70s and 80s, where Betty and I are in the 80s now, but these people have a tremendous amount of money that could be left in some kind of a legacy and impact the whole world with the gospel of the kingdom. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're living in one of the greatest times in the history of the world. There's some people anticipate that it's as much as $100 trillion that's going to change hands over about the next 30, 40 years. And we're saying it. If you translate that, though, if 1%, just call it $60 trillion, dumb it down, make it smaller, that's $600 billion if 1% of $60 trillion is given. So it's an incredible time. We were talking about this.
This is in the hands of the older people, the seniors, really.
It is.
Who control it. And am I right about this? If we are captured by his vision is that his family would do his will on earth as it is in heaven. That's not just wishful thinking. That's an actual prayer. I have been captured by the vision of God. I've been captured by him. He's captured my heart. I want to see his will done on his earth and the gospel of his kingdom in us proclaimed to the ends of the earth, because he said the gospel of the kingdom be preached in all nations, then I come. So why in the world can't we get on with that? And I hear you talking about the fact that we can live this legacy and we can leave in place what God's entrusted our watch care to have a kingdom impact on every nation on earth. Do you bear witness with that?
One of the things that we say to those families that are saying, boy, how can I set in place a legacy that lasts for all of eternity? Well, we know that the families that are most united are the families that give together. It's no surprise, is it? And so that's one of the statements or the encouragements that we have for families is to say, let's do some giving together. Sometimes we'll say to families that if they're planning their estate, for instance, and if they're going to leave money to their three kids, have a fourth kid and have that fourth kid be ministry. Have it be ministries like Life Today, as a for instance. That's the way that you get your family together. In this first study, by the way, we talk about that the easiest conversation to have. Certainly, there would be families who would be listening to this broadcast today, and they'd be saying, man, I've got tension and strife inside of my family, which, by the way, that's our second study, which is family conflict. It's the thing that breaks people apart. But the easiest conversation to have for a family is family giving. Mm. So if you want to call a family meeting, bring the family together and say, hey, we're going to do some giving together today as a family.
You know, Bill, I feel like God has called me really to seek to inspire the church to be captured by the Father's vision. He didn't leave us here to get us out of here. He left us here to fulfill His kingdom purpose on earth. You know, when the disciples were talking to Him as He's about to ascend, they brought up, now are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? We're still talking about this kingdom. He said, why are you talking about something only one person knows? Now I want you to do what I've left you here to do. But tarry in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. They tarried. The power of God came on them, and I really believe this is right. Those who didn't understand kingdom were carried out of that upper room by the power of the resurrection kingdom living in them and was expressed through them throughout the 28 chapters of Acts. And they made an impact on the entire world. That's what we are here to do as the church of the Lord Jesus, as the family of the perfect Father. And that group can leave a legacy that will impact the world and direct the resources and the financial power that's been entrusted to us to do the kingdom will of God all over the world. That's what I'm excited about. I believe it can happen. I frankly think that's what you've been gifted to help do.
We're living in a time where it is now Great Commission possible. It used to be we could never imagine a time where the Great Commission could get done, but it can today. And it'll ultimately be through families inside the church who say, we want to get that done. It's an incredible time for us in the history of the world.
It really is. And I want you to go online, get material that Bill is offering, stay in touch with us, because we want to help inspire you to have a kingdom legacy impact where God's family begins to look like Him and makes a kingdom impact on the whole world. I want to ask you right now to look in and see a tremendous need where kingdom impact really needs to be made and has been being made for many years now. And that's giving people who do not have clean water, water for life. I want you to watch this very focused, very carefully, very prayerfully. Please, this is legacy.
When water like this is your only choice, you drink it. Otherwise, in 3 to 5 days without water, you can die due to dehydration. Delfina, now 58 years of age, has fought this battle her whole life, needing to give her children water to live, but having no other choice but to collect it from unsafe sources like this. The result, most of her children died from fever, vomiting, and diarrhea brought on by waterborne diseases. Now, as a grandmother, her life of sorrow continues with the recent death of her granddaughter.
I asked her how it feels when she thinks of the children that she's lost, and she just weeps as she remembers and then shares the pain and the struggle of seeing her children go through that, of losing her children, the pain and the struggle that she's experienced as a mother, not being able to give her children clean water. Water that doesn't kill you. Yet when asked what she would say to those who could make it possible, and her response was that she would plead with us to be able to do that, but she said, not just for me,
not just for my children, for all the mothers here, for all the children, for our whole community, because they're all suffering the same. Like me, you can't imagine losing just one of your children, let alone multiple children. You can't imagine the heartbreak and the anguish of experiencing that. Well, I'm asking you from that heart to join hearts with us and partner with us to make sure that we can bring fresh, clean, life-giving water. Not the water of death, but the water of life to this mother, to her children and grandchildren, to the other mothers in this community that she literally speaks on their behalf to the other precious children, the ones who are still here, but are still suffering.
I pray to God that you are moved by what you just saw. And we have given water to millions and millions of people all over the world. When I say we, Betty, I'm talking about the people that watch us, that you just saw the tremendous need. What goes on in your heart? Because you've been there so much and you've seen the crisis of unclean water, the death that pours all over the whole African poverty nation. What do you want people to...
Well, you know, we have been there many times, James, and we've seen the graves of these little ones that haven't made it. We haven't gotten there soon enough. My heart goes out to this grandmother. I'm a grandmother. She lost most of her own children, and now she's losing a grandchild. It's so hard. We've lost a child. The pain never goes away. It always reminds you that they're missing. But we know where our daughter is, and that gives us great comfort. But this grandmother, she is so bewildered, James, because of the loss of all her family. There's so many more like her. We can make the difference. We can get there soon enough to save their lives. Please, won't you help us do that like you have maybe in the past? Please continue to. Harf, it's your first time. Have a great joy of reaching out and helping these that can't help themselves.
We're asking you right now, if you would, just go to God and say, God, how can I help save a life? Well, you can by helping give water wells. We have found 350 areas right now where we can drill water wells. And then if you would just do what God tells you to do in your heart, I mean, could you give $1,000 or $1,200? What can you do? Father, please show each person watching how they can make a difference in an entire village. Would you right now just ask God what He wants you to do? Would you go get your checkbook? Would you go right now and get a bank card? Call the phone number there or go online and make the best gift you can. For gifts of $1,200, we're going to send you this beautiful Good Shepherd bronze. This is my favorite bronze. Two little lambs walking in the shepherd's shadow. There's a little lamb on his shoulders. He couldn't even walk. He had to be carried. When I saw this, I said, Betty, that's me. He's carried me so much of my life. When we give water, we're giving life now, and we also show them how to have it for all eternity. Please make the best gift you can. You're giving life. Thank you so much.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease. And tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest, but it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer Bundle. This collection includes prayers for my spiritual health, along with prayers for my physical health and the Life Prayer Journal, three companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, so many people don't have a choice when it comes to water. The only water source that they have is the one nearest them, in this case, a river. When you look at it, it doesn't look too bad. It's a little dirty, but you can see some of the areas where there's moss and animals and people bathing and swimming. They tell us it's not so much what you can see in here that's dangerous, it's what you can't see. It's what goes into the stomachs and the systems of even the youngest of children. And it hits them the hardest. Fresh, clean drinking water. You can give that to them. We need to come into this village and that village over there across the river. We need to come in with many water wells. I'm asking you to make that possible. You will be helping to save a life.
I believe, Bill, we're going to work shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, to help build legacy and inspire people to build a life legacy. Thank you for being so willing.
Thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Thank you for helping us put God's arms around the least of these and the overlooked. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. I know it blesses me to see the programs that my father wanted to bless you with, and I hope we're able to bring more of them to you here in the near future as we continue to honor him. We'll see you again next time.
Everybody, won't you stand with everyone here at Life Outreach International in their magnificent Water for Life program, helping people all over the world. Millions of people have clean water. That's what Jesus would want us to do.
The gospel is not just our way out of hell. It's not just so we can get to heaven. It's so that heaven can get into us.
Daniel Kalinda is furious tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.